Welcome back, everyone, to Open Forum on Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Sonia Williams, and it's my pleasure to welcome to our show today, owner at Good Decisions Incorporated, Danielle Brooks. Danielle, thank you for joining us on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Danielle. So start off by telling our listeners where you're located.
I'm located in Redmond, Washington, home of Microsoft.
Okay, excellent. And how many years have you been there for?
Oh, I've been here for over 20 years, most of my life.
Okay, very good. And now, I understand you're in wellness and nutrition, correct?
Yes. I went to school about 10 years ago and became a nutritional therapist. And I'll never forget the first gal that walked into my office, about 250 pounds, and I was so excited. You know, going through school for nutritional therapy, they teach you, you know, how to customize diets. And with this gal, we were so excited. We were going to improve her digestion. We were going to regulate her blood sugar levels, and we were going to balance her hormones. And we sat down, and we customized this diet for her. And when I gave it to her, it was like this, ha, 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 you know, oh, my gosh. And she was so excited. And when she left, you know, 2 weeks later, she came back, and she was unable to implement the diet. And that's when I realized that, you know, going through school, I was taught how to customize diets, but not to help people implement those diets. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went on a little bit of a journey, and through some of my own personal counseling, stumbled upon the psychology of food. And, you know, why we're, you know, not taught to sit in the discomfort of not having what we want. You know, we're taught almost the opposite. We're taught to, you know, immediately gratify our urges and, you know, soothe our emotions. And so I was encouraged to write a book. And so I've spent the last 3 years working on good decisions most of the time, because life is too short not to eat chocolate. And that is due to come out this November.
Oh, wow. So the name of the book is Life is Too Short Not to Eat Chocolate?
No, the name of the book is Good Decisions Most of the Time.
Oh, okay.
The tagline is because life is too short not to eat chocolate. And I threw that in there because, you know, life is too short not to eat chocolate. And I think that, you know, teaching people that there is no good food or bad food. You know, I don't like to demonize any food, but, you know, the book is really based upon, it's all about nutrition with all kinds of nutritional nuggets and recipes, and I guide the reader through the five foundations of nutrition, you know, how to improve your digestion and how to regulate your blood sugar levels. But the thing that I think really makes it special is that each chapter ends with the psychology of food, teaching people how to transform their relationship with food so they don't feel guilty eating certain foods, and it kind of puts the control back into their hands so that they can self-govern around food effectively.
You know, and it's so important because, you know, what you put inside is what's going to come out of you, you know, and I've heard that before, whereas if you're eating unhealthy, you know, lots of sugar, lots of salt, fried food, it actually imbalances your hormones, and then how you react to situations is affected as well. Am I right?
Absolutely. And those foods are foods that typically tend to stimulate our dopamine centers and make us want more. So, you know, we gravitate towards these certain foods, but we're not given the tools to learn, how do I overcome this? You know, how can I control this? How can I master this and not be run by emotions and give in to that bag of potato chips or that sweet treat, you know, most of the time?
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, without having to see a nutritional therapist, not that I'm definitely not trying to take any business away from you. I hope you understand.
Oh, absolutely.
I think all of us do our own therapy. It's just that we have to remind ourselves to listen to that inner voice. And you know, there's voices inside that'll tell you, hey, you know, why don't I pick up an apple instead and try to make it a little bit more desirable, maybe add a little peanut butter to it, you know, or, you know, just to turn around your meals. But I think people just don't listen. You know, if they just listened and paid attention to that voice that's within, you know, there's a lot of tricks, not even just with food, but with a lot of different ways that you can try to overcome bad things, you know, or things that are
absolutely
not good for you.
Yes. So, one of my favorite tricks is simply just waiting until you're hungry. You know, most people, they're not taught to listen to, oh, gosh, am I hungry? Is my stomach growling? Is my digestive juices starting to flow? And if many people just stopped and didn't eat just because it was the right time or something was there, but if they just waited until they were hungry to eat, that is a really great way to start being in tune with the body.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you one more trick that I did with myself, which was when I would open my refrigerator and I'd see carrots or apples or, you know, salad, and I'd be like, I don't feel like eating any of this right now, you know? So I say to myself, well, if you were really hungry, you would grab that apple, you know, if you were really hungry. So I tell myself, until you're ready to come back and grab those carrots or grab the apple, then you're really not hungry, and so you can do without. You know what I'm saying? So when you are really hungry, you will grab that healthy stuff, you know? So I tell myself, Sonia, that means you're not really that hungry right now, you know? And I think we all should, you know, everybody should just pay attention a little bit more to, you know, that inner voice and pay attention to their body and what their, you know, what their mind is telling them, because a lot of good secrets come from within. You know, and
absolutely,
we just have to tweak in a little. But Danielle, it was great talking to you. We're going to quickly give out your website address, which we have as www.lwlarrywaltermmarytom.com. Is that correct?
Well, actually, that's my, I have two businesses. That's an orthopedic rehabilitation business, but for the book, The website is www.gooddecisions.com.
Oh, excellent. Very good. So we encourage our listeners to check out the website and get more information on that book as well. Again, that's www.gooddecisions.com. Danielle, thank you so much for coming on our show today. It was a pleasure to have you. I wish you all the best and much success with your business, and you're doing some wonderful work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Danielle. Once again, you're with Sonia Williams on Open Forum for Women's Radio Network. We'll be right back with our next special guest after a short break. Please stay with us.